weekly visit with Andrea Metcalf, but it ought to be part of your daily routine, getting yourselves going. It's Tuesday, the 30th of October. You have a choice. You want to lay around and be a slug, or do you want to get yourself going? Are you ready, willing, and able?
It's if I lay around, do I get a Snuggie?
A Snuggie.
Oh, one of those little blanket things.
Yeah, I don't not know that I'd like to get up that. With Andrea, yeah.
All right. Well, I think you need to. We all need to. This is a job, and it's a good job. You have to work at any particular job. You got to work at staying in shape. You have to work at staying in a relationship. You have choices to make. You steer the course. You choose. You want to be in physically really good shape. You want to eat well. As a matter of fact, Andrea is going to talk to us about protein, the amount of protein you need to take after your workout. Sounds like, I forget your dog's name. What's the dog? You have a bulldog.
Wrigley.
Wrigley. Wrigley's getting a little anxious to get on the air. Does he want to be on the air with you?
That's Andrea. She does her dishes while she's on the air with us.
Oh, okay. That's good.
She's a multitasker.
She is.
I'm working out.
Oh, you're working out?
Yeah. Can't you hear the weight? Hear that?
Yeah.
That's a weight machine.
So she's working out. So you're at the gym already?
Yeah, right? I'm at the gym right now.
Good for you. All right. So we have, she's decided what she wants and she's gone after it. Have you decided what you want and are you going after it? There is a move that's necessary and you have to make it. The next move will be yours. Actually, our next move here before we get to getting ourselves in shape, Andrea loves it when we have laughter at 10 after, so we'll have some laughter. The last 10 things any woman would ever say, coming right up right after this here on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
Later in the hour on Good Day, we're going to meet Rob Ritchie, who is in charge of the National Popular Vote Initiative called Fair Vote. We'll find out how that may work and how it will help change the system for the better. Let's hope. Meanwhile, changing your body for the better is what we are going to do with Andrea Metcalf. She's written the book Naked Fitness, a 28-day proven weight loss program for a slimmer, fitter, pain-free body. We're going to talk about the proteins that you need after your workout. But first, the last 10 things any woman would ever say. Rich, you might want to have the big voiced announcer.
Oh, sure.
And we might as well use the top 10 while we're doing this. These are things that you would never hear any woman that you know ever say.
Number 10.
I'm wrong. You must be right again.
Number 9.
Does this outfit make...
Number 7.
This diamond is way too big.
Never.
Number 6.
Please don't throw... Richie, you hit the button on that.
I did hit the button on that, yes.
Please don't throw that old T-shirt away. The holes in the armpits are just too cute.
Number 5.
These are the last 10 things, the last 9 things a woman would ever say. Let me cook tonight. I'm tired of going out to dinner.
Number 4.
Hey, get a whiff of that one.
Number 3.
I think hairy butts are really sexy.
Number 2.
No, really.
Go ahead and leave the seat up. It's easier for me to clean up.
Number 1.
Could our relationship be more physical? I'm tired of just being friends.
Okay, those are really good, Doug. You really made us laugh today.
I did. Okay. Yeah. Except for the one he
except
did.
Except for the one
scream
that I
first. luckily, yeah, we got rid of that one. All right, so Andrea, and how to get the most out of your workout right after this on Good Day.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
All right, it's quarter or actually 13 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with our friend Andrea Metcalf, Jennifer Horn wanting to get in shape, Richie wanting to get in shape. We all want to keep in shape, be in shape. So you are one of the foremost instructors, public instructors, because you're very visible on television and in print. And so when you're where you have a group of people you're working with right now in the workout. So after the workout, what do you advise people to do? This is always the question, and maybe even before. Is it better to have an empty stomach or to have something light in your stomach? And then when you're done working out, what do you do? How do you energize or fuel your body?
Well, let's talk about, like, three different levels of intensity, like walking about 30 minutes, maybe a yoga class for 60 minutes and a CrossFit class for an hour. Because those are three different types of workouts, and your body needs different things within those workouts and after those workouts. Like after a 30-minute walk, hydration of just water is probably the most important for 30 minutes. Drink before, drink during, drink after, at least 4 to 8 ounces of water. When we move into a little higher intensities, though, like into a yoga class, we're going to start to have some issues with being able to refuel our muscles, and we're going to make sure we need some carbohydrates. And I don't mean like a candy bar. I mean like good carbohydrates that are slow, that have fibers, that could be a banana or an orange, and maybe even a little bit of protein. But when we get into that hour of intense workouts, we really want to think about, a quick carbohydrate and protein replenishing. Gatorade came out with a new product with the recovery shakes, which would be ideal. It's got the right amount of protein. It's not high in calories. And it also has some carbohydrates, because when we don't get those carbs and protein back to start fixing it, our metabolism slows down. So everything that you're trying to do to stay healthy and rebuild tissue and be stronger so you can burn calories while you're sleeping isn't as efficient without that refueling at the end. So I think that's something that most people forget, that they do need to eat after a workout, and it could be something in the form of a beverage that goes down easy so they're not taking like a 400-calorie meal.
Yeah, that's actually a great point, because my nephew used to tell me after you work out, drink, or if you work out, especially I work out at night, eat some protein before you go to bed so that it helps your muscles rebuild. Because when you work out, you're obviously tearing your muscles apart, and they need to take the night to rebuild themselves. But I never thought about any kind of a protein drink. So you say this, and I'd always been kind of suspicious of these protein drinks, whether they really are the right stuff.
Well, don't you think people that don't need them drink them?
Yeah, I think that a lot of people who don't need them drink them. But Gatorade Science has been around, you know, for almost 30 years. And their products are based on the best athletes in the world. And we all kind of think of ourselves as athletes. But, you know, we're talking an hour workout or more of intensity. That's what's really important. So there's a lot of science behind it, and there's a lot of great products on the market that fit into this category. Gatorade is just one of them.
Gatorade. Does it need to be a liquid? You said you talked about protein bars and bananas and that sort of thing. So it could be a combination of any number of things. Is there a meal? Is the breakfast that we normally have filled with more protein than a lunch or a dinner? Or where, what meal, in a universal sense, what meal normally has the most protein in it for people?
Well, I mean, on the American diet, the meal
is
probably dinner. Mm-hmm. That's where people see themselves eating meat. You know, breakfast, most people are skipping breakfast. The majority, and those that eat breakfast are having something like oatmeal or cereal, which doesn't have a lot of protein. An average oatmeal probably has anywhere between 6 and 8 grams of protein, where 2 eggs has about 16 to 20. So, depending if they're small, medium, or large age, or if you're using an egg beater substitute. But dinner is probably where we're getting the most protein, and we need it right in the beginning of the day when we're refueling.
The beginning of the day is when you need it. So we should turn our meal routine around. We ought to have dinner for breakfast and breakfast for dinner.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. You know, think of it this way. If I eat a big breakfast, a medium lunch, and a small dinner, I'm going to have nice big shoulders, a medium rib cage, and a very small behind. But most people are built the opposite way. Because they're eating the opposite way. They're having a small breakfast, which means they're small on top. They're having a pretty good-sized lunch. They're getting thicker in the middle. And they're having a giant dinner, which they're sitting on it all night.
Wow.
Interesting. That's I've never heard it put that way.
Yeah, but think about it that way. That makes nothing but sense.
Say that one more time.
I don't know if I can. Small breakfast means that you're small on the bottom. Big breakfast, oh, God, now you've got me all confused.
Big meal, big meal at night. It's the other way around. Big meal
big
at night
on the
means
bottom.
You're big on
big meal at night, you're big on the bottom. There we go. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there it is. All right, Andrea, thank you so much. There she is, our friend who keeps us in shape and keeps us looking good every single word, at least we try to. Andrea Metcalf on Doug Steffen's
Thanks,
Good
guys.
Day.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum. Always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Coffequence number 4 from Robitussin, the not-so-silent auction.
1,900 once, 1,900 twice. Do I hear 2,000 for this pair of precious porcupine candle holders? Sold for $2,000.
But I really didn't mean to.
To the man in the plaid jacket, congratulations, sir.
Cost.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Slick Wing. That is her name. She dropped a wing when she became a member of the Jefferson Airplane, stayed with Jefferson Starship, responsible for songs like Somebody to Love, White Rabbit, Miracles, Count on Me, We Built This City. What a great song that is. Grace Slick was born on this date in 1939. Good Lord. She's 73 today.
Isn't it amazing that some of these people make it to that age?
Yeah, she's had a half and a trip and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she sure has. So happy birthday, anyway, to her. Ed Lauder, an actor that you would recognize if you saw him, one of those character actors that still is around, even though he was born in the state in 1940. So he's 70, what does that make him, 72, isn't it? Yeah, 72. You would recognize him. Otis Big Daddy Williams from The Temptations. I Can't Get Next to You, Cloud Nine, Runaway Child, Running, It's Just My Imagination, one of the Big Temptations. Papa was a Rolling Stone. That's good, good stuff. Born in the state in 1941. That's him right there. Oh, yeah. 71 today. What are you laughing at?
On our little birthday sheet, they have him listed as singer. I don't remember seeing any of the Temptations do anything but sing.
True. Is there like a tambourine man? Maybe?
Yeah. Probably not. Henry Winkler's birthday is today. Born this day, 1945. Has become quite a prolific producer of television programs. Has produced a few movies, but mostly has stuck to TV.
The Fonz.
Is 67 today, born this day, 1945.
Most recognizable character on TV, don't you think?
Fonz? Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah. Yep, I would say you were right about that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Chris Slade, the drummer for The Firm, is 61 today. I don't know much about him, Richie, actually.
You won't know much about Chris Slade, but Paul Rogers is the singer from Bad Company, and Jimmy Page was the guitar player for this band, and they stuck together for two albums.
Yeah,
I had the privilege of seeing them in concert. It was good stuff.
Timothy B. Schmidt, bass player for Poco.
And more importantly,
the Eagles.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Hotel California, Life in the Fast Lane.
Guys, this
Heartache,
is his voice.
Right? Yeah. Going to State 1947, so he's 65.
He got a great voice. Great voice.
Yeah. Well, he was the voice of Poco, too. Crazy Love.
Yeah.
Heart of the Night. It's a song a little bit Eagle-ish, if you will, or the other way around. I say happy birthday there. Let's see here.
This is the Eagles, by the way.
They are. I know the Eagles.
Okay.
I didn't think I knew it was the Eagles?
No, I thought you thought it was
these are
the
Eagles.
Yes.
Harry Hamlin was born in the state in 1951. Became first known and best known probably for his role in L.A. Law. But he's been in some other, you know, not particularly memorable movies and TV movies and that sort of thing, right? He isn't really ever a car. He was a male model, has that square jaw, and thus women seem to be attracted to him. He's 61, born in the state in 1951. Charles Martin Smith, the actor, born in the state in 1953. Gavin Rosdale is with Bush.
Oh, George Bush's band.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. 47.
Really,
you didn't know he had a band before he was president, right?
I didn't. I kind of put that out of my mind. Like most other things about him that I can't. 28 past the hour.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
America, I hope I have your attention because the following message addresses an important topic that could make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member or a friend, are active or off-duty U.S. military seeking employment, Eco2Tech is looking for you. Eco2Tech is a public company trading under parent company ticker symbol RVPL. America's green company enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand with new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international job openings in various fields that have starting pay of up to $80,000 per year, in addition to possible bonus, 401k, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details about us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Once again, visit our website at greenjobsforveterans.com. Thank you for listening, and God bless America. Eco2Tech is a subsidiary of RV Plus. Tickers.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Here it comes. Another cold and flu season.
Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Program. I'm Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, which did not get affected so badly by the storm. The rain poured down here a few minutes ago, and now the sky's lightened up a bit. It's really kind of wild as the wind has picked up a little. It's just blowing the clouds around more than anything else. As we get the end of Tropical Storm Sandy. Jennifer Horn didn't feel a thing, Richie. She's spoiled.
Yep.
I am.
Sunny and clear out there.
Beautiful, yep. 84.
As it normally is. Yesterday, over the weekend at some point in time, I became aware of a group called Fair Vote. I don't know why this has not crossed my desk or my radar screen, Richie, prior to this, because this is such a hot-button issue.
Yeah, it's the first time I've heard of it, too.
Well, and both of us agree, almost all of us, there are surveys that have been done over the past 20, 25 years, maybe longer, that suggest, I remember when I was teaching school, even though I was teaching English, I was big into civics and using civics as lessons. And at that time, it was clear that people didn't like the Electoral College. If they understood it, they liked it less. So now as we head into the election cycle, November 6th, a week away, the whole business, I was appalled, absolutely annoyed to the nth degree to see an AP news story basically giving the election to Obama, because the way they figured it, their liberal butts, and I shouldn't even, I apologize, I don't either really. The AP has become very of center.
I don't know what happened to
them. And
that
they
one.
Have jammed all of this stuff. They've really somehow or other gone off the deep end. And so they have figured out a way that Obama can get 270 more electoral votes. Hello. How is that even? That's that kind of stuff ought to be illegal. Even in a country of free speech, we've got all of these people that are telling. For example, Jennifer votes in California, and she oftentimes thinks that she has no play or sway in the election because the news media has announced by 6 o'clock East Coast time, looks like you guys
are
going to win.
Yeah.
And you don't vote in the primary until the end, and so your vote doesn't count there. So what the hell? California is like an outside, like out of the country.
I am not counted at all. I mean, that's what's sad. I mean, yeah, my local measures, maybe I can make a difference on those. But, yeah, I mean, everything, I'm already told who I'm going to vote for during the primary. There's no choice. I mean, really, you don't even have to show up, but I just do.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when the presidential election starts, I mean, they're already projecting winners in some cases. I mean, this one will be different because it's going to be a closer election. But still, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's frustrating.
All right, I want you to go to this website, fairvote.org. FAIR vote.org. Rob Ritchie is with us. He's the executive director of Fair Vote. Has been with them since they were founded in 92. That's when Bill Clinton came in. That was about when this really got hot. Rob's an expert on international and domestic elections. And mostly he's here because we want to discuss electoral college reform. He's got a degree in philosophy. That's interesting. Because this whole philosophical reality, Rob, that we find ourselves in is pretty distressing to the point of being disgusting. So you're trying to reform the elections so that every voter's vote counts. How are you trying to do that?
Well, thanks for having me on, Doug. And great time to talk about elections. We're a week away. There are a lot of people are out there voting, and best to everyone who's dealing with the storm. We're supportive of several changes, but for the presidential election, we'd like to do what most Americans would like to do, which is to have the presidential election governed by whoever gets the most votes in all 50 states and D.C. The popular vote, which is how we obviously elect the governors and senators and House members. And
so why do we need?
Know how it works.
Why do we need the Electoral College for that?
Well, the fun part of the Constitution is it has a lot, you know, that the founders created a lot of flexibility. They didn't try to mandate a lot of specifics on certain kinds of things, and so they sort of laid out principles. And the principle of the Electoral College is that states should decide how to pick the president. It doesn't specify a particular method.
Mm-hmm.
This sort of winner-take-all rule that whoever wins the most votes in a state gets all that state's electoral votes, that's not in the Constitution, wasn't actually what states initially did.
What did the states explain to us? Go back in a civics lesson for a minute, if you will. How did this first work? The Electoral College was set up, is my understanding of what I remember, because it was hard to communicate back in the founding days of the country, so it had to have somebody sort of carry the mail.
Exactly. And also, they didn't anticipate the formation of political parties that would sort of govern at a kind of national choice. They thought every
state there were no parties when the country, there's no party structure outlined in the Constitution.
Right. So people anticipated George Washington would be this consensus pick, which indeed he was. But then after that, you know, it might devolve into each state having a, you know, favorite candidate or you know, that there'll be some kind of sorting mechanism that the Electoral College would do. But they didn't specify a method. Actually, most states early on had the state legislators just pick electors. They didn't have elections at all.
How did they do that?
Just have the state legislature vote. You know, like they used to pick senators, obviously, until the 1900s. We didn't have popular votes for Senate, and so in the kind of the same way, the state legislators picked their state's electors. Very quickly, though, we did get a party system, really by 1796 when Adams and Jefferson faced off, and so you began to get a different dynamic where rather than kind of independent thinkers, these electors just became rubber stamps for the partisans who kind of made the choice. And so then we moved to popular vote elections, and then this winner-take-all rule developed, not for any kind of this is the best for the country kind of thinking, but really like how can I help my side locally as much as possible? You know, how can I max out to our team? And when the winner-take-all rule means, you know, you give all of your electoral votes to one side, and that's, you know, that's helping your team. But what it means today is the whole problem of, you know, eight or nine swing states that get all the ads and all the attention and all the polling and all the focus, and the rest of us essentially are spectators to this big presidential election.
All right, so then let's understand what this means, because it's confusing. Some of the states, California, for example, has passed this law, which requires whatever the Electoral College, the electorate from California, bring to Washington be what the majority was in California. But isn't that the way, that's what's confusing about this. I always thought that it was whichever
that's how it worked anyway.
Candidate was getting the most votes was going to have all the electoral votes of that of that state. So
that state. Well, that's what 48 states do. You know, Maine and Nebraska do it by congressional district. It is the state decision. The National Popular Vote Plan is a pretty straightforward law. It's saying, look, most Americans want a popular vote for president. You go state to state, you know, red state, blue state. It's a very consistent belief. And yet we're kind of stuck in this system which isolates, you know, voting to where all the attention to 8 or 9 states. So here's what states are doing. They're committing to give their electoral votes, not to the statewide popular vote winner or congressional districts or what have you, but to the national popular vote winner in all 50 states in tandem with other states.
What does that mean?
And so it only goes into effect when the number of states that have passed this law, they're actually entering a, it's called an interstate compact. It's like a treaty among states, and we have the right to do this, and we do it on all kinds of things. States have this sort of constitutional power to work together. And so they're working together to create a popular vote for president. And so they're passing this law. 8 states in the District of Columbia have passed this. It's passed chambers in like a dozen more. And it's, I think, moving forward to a point where we could have it in place by 2016. It's not in place right now, but when it's in place, and states that have passed it collectively have a majority in the Electoral College. They have to have a majority in the Electoral College.
But what does that mean? Let's slow down a little bit. The states, again, so far what it sounds like to me is what we have.
Well, what's different is that they are going to give their electoral votes to the winner of the national popular vote in all 50 states together. So as a block, all these participating states will guarantee election of the candidate who wins the most popular votes in all 50 states.
Okay.
Not in their state, but generally in all 50 states.
All 50 states, but it only happens when it's a guarantee, when the number of states that are in it have a majority in the Electoral College, because otherwise sort of partisan calculations get in, like which states are in the compact and which aren't and so on. So it has to be a guarantee. So nothing changes for this year, but this year's election is really underscoring, I think, the problems in the current system.
Awful. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So every state has had legislation before it. We've had hearings in almost every state. We've had legislation move, you know, well in a bunch of different states. And really, it's something that the voters want to have happen. And I think this election may underscore that we can do it.
Are you running into any trouble in any states where the legislative process, be it controlled by Republicans or Democrats, gets in the way of this?
Yes, I mean, one is the sort of the devil you know is better than the devil you don't. So there's a lot of hypothetical concerns about a popular vote for president that have to be walked through. It's also something where, you know, it takes time to work it through. We've had a lot of states dealing with major budget issues, fiscal crises these recent years. And so, you know, carving out time for a discussion that, because it's not going to affect this election, can seem like, well, let's just wait till next year. So there's sort of a delay factor sometimes, but it's done well. We have more than 2,100 legislators have either voted for it or sponsored it. You know, that's almost a third of all state legislators.
Who's
they had a really
it?
Good debate about it.
Who's against it?
Well, it's broken, unfortunately, more along partisan lines than I think it should. And I think it's rooted in the fact that people look back to 2000 and they say, oh, maybe this is about the Bush-Gore vote, right? Because that was the last.
Well, it is, right. In a sense, because Gore was the winner and he gets screwed.
Mm-hmm. It is, except that, of course, that election would have been entirely different if they'd been trying to win a popular vote, right? So that it's kind of translating what happens in any given election to what would have happened with a popular vote election is difficult.
Because then certain states aren't getting certain amounts of attention. Okay, so I have a question, because the way I'd like to see it, because I'm with you, I'm not happy with the way the system is. But couldn't we do something, for instance, in California, if 30% of the vote goes to Romney and 70% of the vote goes to Obama, couldn't we divide our electoral votes? And that would also open the way for third-party candidates, because they would get a percentage of the vote of the state. So the percentage of the electoral votes would go to each candidate.
Well, it's a reasonable suggestion. You know, we actually think there'd be places to do that for legislative elections. We'd like to see Congress have much more of a kind of a free and open feel to it. Right now, congressional elections are basically as locked up as most states in the Electoral College. But for president, we are electing one person, and getting a kind of a fair result in one state doesn't necessarily mean you get a fair outcome overall. And it also creates partisan dynamics. Like, say, if just 2 states do that, right, then depending on their political complexion, their partisan breakdown, it might really affect the overall scale. So it, like, might be fair for the state but unfair for the country. But and if all states did it, you still get conundrums where, you know, moving 5% of the popular vote in one state won't move an electoral vote, but moving just a little bit in another state would move an electoral vote. We think the best proportion, essentially, when you're electing one person is just one person, one vote. You know, that's the basic
proportion.
Yeah.
All right. So there are, what did you say, 20 states that have adapted this already?
Eight states in D.C., they have half of the electoral votes needed. They collectively have 132 electoral votes. They need 270. There's going to be bills in every state. There's going to be a lot of states that really were just, you know, spectators. And I mm-hmm. think there's a lot of states across the spectrum that are going to be wanting to look at this.
Yeah. Well, good luck with it. I think it makes sense, a lot of sense. That's why I wanted you to explain it so that we all understood what this effort was all about. If you go to fairvote.org, you can learn more about this attempt to have your vote actually count. Duh, what a concept. Fairvote.org. Rob Ritchie is executive director of that group here on Good Day.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free maintains and repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free maintains and repairs. Healthy joints, Move Free.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exogen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exogen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exogen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exogen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exogen.com.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
After health reform passed, and I signed that legislation into law, the promises of partnership have gone unfulfilled in the past.
The last 4 years has been bad for America. The National Republican Trust PAC has created a series of videos that expose the Obama agenda. To see the videos and to find out what you can do to defeat Barack Obama, go to GOPTrust.com.
You didn't build that!
There's too much at stake to stay on the sidelines for this election. To find out what you can do, go to GOPTrust.com. The National Republican Trust PAC is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. GOPTrust.com.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
All right, 800-510-8255. Interesting story today. I think it is anyway, because I have somebody in my life who loves horses. And so this is kind of cute. The story from Indiana about an artistically gifted Indiana-bred Frisian horse caught the attention of the internet world. He's no Picasso, but he's garnering comparison to some very some people that have hands and not paws. Not what a horse has, hoofs. The hoofs.
Hoofs. All right,
so check out the hoofs.
Paws.
The hoof
paws.
Hoof artistic abilities at DougStephan.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Song of the day today, remains of the day, Danny Elfman from the Corpse Bride. there's a flick and a half. It was Halloween 2005, in which this was the ruler of the roost. I'm trying to remember Danny Elfman, why I know that name.
Are you thinking Jenna Elfman?
Danny Elfman's done
a lot of music.
I'm thinking is Elf, the character in the TV show. I think probably what I'm thinking of. Alf. No relationship to Elf.
Oh, Alf? Alien dog?
Yes.
The alien dog.
All right, today's contest audio, Tucker, by the way, is not here. Chuck Curry, the author of the blog Entertainment Today and Beyond, is trying to get himself out of his area. He's in eastern Pennsylvania. You get a lot of rain and wind there. So probably a lot of the power is out in that area as well. This is the easiest contest we could possibly offer for any Halloween season. This is so easy.
This is the gimme, huh?
So easy. We only need one cut and one cut only, Richie.
Okay.
That's it.
So should I do the gimme or should I do the first cut, which is usually the hardest? Let me do the first cut. I'll do two cuts here.
All right.
Because the first cut is really short. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Yeah. Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
Got it.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
800. You don't?
Got it.
No.
I had it before he even said play the cut.
Right.
Because think about it. It's Halloween, and it's the easiest movie you will ever get at this time of year.
Right. 800-510-8255.
I'm not
if
even going
like to
play
the some of our Pure Attitude creams, moisturizing products, and cosmetics. You'll win that prize if you figure out what this movie is. Why don't you play all the clues?
We're going to play the other hard cut. I'm not going to play the gimme because that'll just make it so easy.
Go ahead.
Here you go.
I think we better split up. Good idea. Yeah, we can do more damage that way.
800.
Okay.
510-8255. It's in Remake City, according to Chuck. If I remember. Whether they get all of the characters back together.
They got everybody but one.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, yeah.
but only because of your hints.
800-510-8255. I heard one before on Movie Moments. You'd like the prize and you like the satisfaction of being right. Help yourself. In a moment, a new study that finds watching horror movies can help you burn calories. Wow. Then bye.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
800-510-8255. Turns out watching adrenaline-pumping horror films can burn up calories, which can help you lose weight as long as you don't pair the film with buttered popcorn.
No, I thought you were going to say you get like a limb chopped off or something. That's how you lose weight.
The website lovefilm.com has researched this, and subjects watch a variety of horror films by taking measurements of their heart rate, oxygen intake, carbon dioxide output, and calories burned. Well, can you imagine going to a movie and being fitted up with all that? They tested 10 films, and they all sparked an increase in the heart rate of each person involved in the case studies. Cell metabolism specialist Richard McKenzie explains, as the pulse quickens and the blood pumps around the body faster, the body experiences a surge in adrenaline. It's this release of fast-acting adrenaline produced during short bursts of intense stress, which is known to lower the appetite, increase the basic metabolic rate, and burn a higher level of calories.
You'll either get skinnier or you'll have a heart attack and die.
Right.
One or the other.
So that story is explained well from today's show at DougStefan.com. The movies that opened on this day, let's see, do you remember Vampires, James Wood, Daniel Baldwin?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yep. John Carpenter directed that, I think. And Living Out Loud, Holly Hunter, Danny DeVito, and Queen Latifah. That was a pretty good movie, 1998 on this date. That movie opened up. All right, so now that we've taken care of whatever we have a need for in basic terms for news, let's see if we can figure out what the name of that movie is. Mike in Fort Bliss, hello.
Good morning.
How do you do, sir?
I'm good.
That's good. All right, what's the name?
That movie was Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters from Halloween 1984,
yay.
Believe that? That thing is 28 years old. Good Lord. All right, Mike, good job. We'll send you some nice cosmetics. Hold on just a second. Mike will get your information.
Despite what medical experts tell you, it's just not possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food. Minerals are essential for good health, but not all soils contain these nutrients, so they won't be in your food. And Dr. Peter Glidden knows this.
Longevity's organic plant-derived liquid minerals. This mineral supplement, which contains 77 plant-derived organic, certified organic minerals in a colloidal state, saturated, concentrated just below the saturation index, is unrivaled in the field of medical nutrition, the field of nutrition, period. There's no other company that has a product that even comes close to this, and this is a big deal.
Order your liquid colloidal minerals from Longevity today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.